Jordan steered her BMW convertible onto the narrow paved road, the last turn before she reached the driveway of the Casey Plantation, her family's summer home in Hanover County, Virginia, the tomato capital of the South. Branches of towering oaks crisscrossed over the narrow lane, making a welcoming arch over the home stretch. Cicadas buzzed and frogs belted tunes from the swamps on either side of the road. They were feeling the change in the energy floating through the air, chirping and squawking as though in anticipation of something. Lines of sunlight flashed over the car through gaps in the canopy overhead, stealing focus from the sounds in the background. Jordan inhaled deeply in the humid air and pushed her sunglasses back into her blonde hair. The stress of her exams for her bachelor's in linguistics finally began to melt away. She was free for the summer. Free to work in the garden, hang out with her father, go horseback riding, and maybe arrange a long hike in the Appalachians with her friends. Jordan's eyes dropped to the clock on her console. Her dad should be waiting for her by the time she arrived. As though on cue, her phone chirped from its holder. Alan Casey, a state senator to most, dad to Jordan. She pressed the answer button on her steering wheel.
"Hey, Dad."
She was able to keep the grin out of her voice.
"I'm less than 5 minutes away."
"Hi, Jordy," came Alan's throaty bass through her car's speakers. "I'm running behind. Got caught up with a lobbyist this afternoon, and I'm still stuck on an issue with her."
"Dad."
I know. "I'm almost done, I promise. I'll be hitting the road shortly. Can't wait to see you."
Jordan slowed the convertible as she approached their driveway and steered the car up to their aluminum mailbox. She opened the box and caught a week's worth of flyers and newspapers as they tumbled out.
"Want me to start a fire?" she asked him.
She tossed the load of mail onto the passenger's seat, and her eye caught on a white delivery notice. She picked it up and scanned it.
"It's June, baby. Is that really necessary?"
"No, it isn't. But you know how cozy it makes the place. Hey, there's a delivery for you at the post office. Did you order something?"
The phone went silent.
"Dad?"
Jordan laughed.
"What is it this time? A helmet from the Boer War? Or a pair of boots worn by General Marshall?"
Alan was a collector of war memorabilia. There was an entire upstairs room at the plantation dedicated to his obsession. If you were brave enough to quiz Alan on either World War I or World War II trivia, you'd better be prepared to settle in for a long night.
"Wait till you see it,"
Alan said, and his voice sounded totally different. Younger, full of life.
"It's a beauty. I was lucky to find it, actually."
"Sounds expensive," Jordan said. "You only say that when you've spent more than a grand."
Jordan hit the remote fastened to her sun visor and the wrought iron gates began their slow, squeaky separation. She eased the convertible through the narrow entrance and down the long, potholed driveway.
"Still don't get why you didn't become a history prof, Dad."
"There's no money in teaching history," Alan scoffed.
"Well, not our kind of money,"
said Jordan as she pulled up in front of their towering heritage home.
"But you might have been happier."
"I'm not unhappy, Jordy, but I do have to go. I'll catch up to you soon, okay?"
"Okay, Dad. See you in a bit."
Jordan hung up and frowned. Alan wasn't happy, actually. He just didn't want to admit it to his daughter. Going into politics had been his father's decision, not his own. She took her earpiece out, threw it into her bag, grabbed the stack of mail, and got out of the convertible. Taking the front steps two at a time, Jordan paused to sniff the wisteria that had a stranglehold on the fat marble columns gracing their front porch. She used her key to let herself in through the wide double doors. She crossed the foyer, purposefully stepping on the squeaky floorboard, and smiled at the familiar sound.